Here at the Josh and Zachary Show, we talk about the subjects that matter to you.
I bought 60 long rolls of toilet paper while I was there for 20 bucks. 3-ply. Tell me why. So your finger doesn't break through and go into your poo. That was improv. I'm happy with it.
There we go.
Their parents must be very proud.
Likes to hear. Zach, before we get too involved in doing the rest of the show, we've got to, this is our last broadcast. Oh, everyone got all excited.
Yeah.
In the old studio. So we will be back on the airwaves from 2 till 4.
Hit him with the old 1-2.
And I feel really bad for our guest today, Lady Abundance, who's coming in a little bit later
well,
this afternoon.
Well, don't say that, because she might be driving in listening all to excited. The show to get, yeah, to get a feel for it. Oh, I feel really bad for her coming into this crap. Would you feel good about coming in? Lady Abundance, if you're listening, we're very much excited for your appearance. And, you know, the studio looks okay.
Not from the outside.
Not from the outside.
Storm here from the outside, mate. There's trees everywhere. So, Lady Abundance, if you are listening, just look for the place that looks like it's been overrun by trees, I guess. But it's very sad that we're moving studio.
It is a little bit
sad. Because we kind of, this is kind of where we began. But we're moving to South Brisbane, a nice, beautiful new studio. And I guess, Zach, I mean, there's nothing left to do then. I think this is what new management and everything, and Glenn, of course, would want us to do.
Well, they haven't specifically told us to do this,
no.
But I think it's one of those cases where you take the initiative.
Exactly, and I think I might...
You don't see that often.
I might kick off proceedings with one of these.
Yep.
Is the desk taken care of?
We won't need to cart that out.
It's the... we've got to take care of basically everything else in the studio. There's the windows.
Hang on, Josh, I'll... If you don't mind, I might like to break something of
of value.
All right, I'm going to go for this.
Oh, okay, go for it.
This is for you, Glenn!
Oh, he's pleased. He's just pleased as punch. Whole studio made of glass, someone say.
We were broadcasting from an atrium. Not the best acoustically, but visually.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, look, absolutely
stunning.
Lovely.
Absolutely stunning. But Zach, we did mention that I think he's on holidays now, but station manager or content manager, Glenn, he's no longer with us.
Gone.
Not in that role anyway.
Gave us the old drive-by.
Takes care of the music. He's in charge of the double plays from now on. the same song, two plays. But Zach, I thought it was only fitting that we give him an honorary sign-off.
Yeah,
because he was brought up a lot during our first year of the show here, because he helped us out a lot.
He guided us, he molded us, and sometimes scolded us.
Oh, didn't he just? I've been on the business end of a few foul-languaged emails in my time. But Glenn, we do appreciate everyone all your hard work here from the Josh and Zachary Show, and we thought it was only fitting to give you a hero send-off with this. Station manager, he pulled us aside and he said, "Boys, let me just give you a rundown on the board." We've mentioned it before. I mean, if anything, we taught him some stuff. So, you know, unnecessary. You guys, yeah. I got the notes back, our quarterly notes back from Glenn, and he said, "One thing, boys, you are perfect in every way, in shape and form. But the only thing is, a little bit of swing would not go amiss. Would really take this show to the next level."
I remember his notes one quarter were everyone has to have top fades. And you being bald, it was very difficult to fulfill, but it was embarrassing for everyone when we were all walking around the Switch studio with the same haircut. Glenn's gone mad with power once again.
But deservedly so. Yeah, he has worked hard to get to the top of the chain, and
I guess Glenn would have had to... Obviously, he does a great job.
Of course.
He would have had to work harder than us where he is, because he's at the top. Basically, the work we put in, though, was to send an email saying, "Come on, let us do a show.
Glenn.
Pay 30 bucks, you can do whatever you want. You can saddle me up and ride me around the golf course."
Which we have.
Several times. Glenn has a surprisingly strong back.
and a surprisingly smooth gait.
Yeah.
Which is good news, but I'm sure...
The new studio. And Glenn is absolutely ripping his hair out.
Oh, he's
trying to get us into... When
we came here, we saw all the trees torn down. I thought, nah, Glenn has lost it. I don't even think the storm hit this place. I think he just came and just started karate chopping branches in an act of fury. Like, I know he's working really hard. You and I both appreciate what he's doing, just trying to get us into the new studio. But I feel like...
You need something to lift his spirits.
Mate, an anthem. an absolute bloody anthem. I think I've got exactly that for him here.
Glenn was to call us, we'd be there. We'd come running from anywhere. It's all we need in our life. It'd be so good if Glenn would say the word.
Not a dry eye in the house, Zach.
No, I'm going to say that was actually pretty moving, like, in a weird way.
It certainly was. If you put that song to anything and just cut in and out of audio, it works so perfectly. And with that, Zach, we've got to say a big congratulations to Andy C, who is now taking over as content manager.
You'll hear his name a lot.
Oh, he certainly will. He's responsible for some giveaways, which we're going to get into straight after this, or the information about how you can get your hands on some of the hottest tickets in town. Also, Zach, they're screening the original Muppets movie from 1979 on the Globe, so we've got ticket double passes for that as well.
Bingo.
Listen to Josh and Zach on Twitch 1197. It's Brisbane's Youth Alternative, and we'll be straight back after this. Zach, I mean, they are double passes, and like you said, you wanted to get one for yourself.
I did.
But who would you take, mate?
I have no one to take.
No one to take. No,
the most lonely person in the world. You know, I sound like I've got a lot of friends because, you know, I'm on the radio and Brisbane, I consider you all of my friends. But I don't have someone to take to a day club.
Nightmare situation, Zach. Absolute nightmare situation.
It is.
I think I can rectify this.
Here we go.
The Bachelor 2015, Zach, doing a casting call.
Mm-hmm.
You're familiar with the show?
I'm very familiar with the show. what I'm beginning to wonder is how this correlates into helping me find someone to take.
Well, mate, what's your... I mean, like you said, your Tinder's overrun with bots.
It is.
So that's out of the question.
I don't want bots on The Bachelor. I mean,
well, they've got the roses.
That's going to be a bizarre enough thing.
So you're wondering to yourself, how am I going to get myself in contact with these women?
Mm.
I mean, you know, nothing stopping you from going out there and hitting the nightclubs or the day clubs or anything like that, but you choose not to?
Choose not to.
Love a good video game, don't you?
Ah, leave me at home by myself. I'm happiest I've ever been.
Bag full of crisps. Bag full of crisps with an Xbox controller in his hand, and he's the happiest guy in the world. Yeah. Well, Zach, like I said, The Bachelor 2015 is coming back to our screens, and they're looking for a bachelor.
I'm the bachelor. I mean, I guess I fit the bill.
You certainly do. So you've got that. Not Cleo Bachelor.
Okay.
So this is the real deal, mate. This is you standing in front of 20 or so odd women, a handful of roses, but not enough, and they're all vying for your love.
Well, Josh, as I said, I mean, I'm a bachelor. I don't see why they wouldn't accept that. I mean, I meet the criteria on that fact alone.
Well, let's see if you do, mate, because right in front of me, I have the official submission form or for a casting call, Zach. So that'll be good. So would you like to fire away? Give me a little hand. Actually, Sarah, I'll turn your mic on there, so maybe you can give some advice there. It's maybe something that the girls are looking for. Zach, first question. We're just filling out Zach's bachelor application form for 2015. Zach, first of all, describe yourself in 3 words. Take your time. Not too much time. this is radio after all.
Intelligent.
Hang on.
He's writing this in.
If I spell intelligent wrong, is that going to be is that going to be detrimental to the application?
Thoughtful,
beautiful.
Girls, do you like thoughtful?
Mm.
Intelligent, thoughtful.
Now, I want to write either angry or passionate. They both are going to mean the same thing.
Sarah, what do you think? Passionate or angry? Which one do you think would get girls talking?
I'm going to have to go with passionate on that one.
Okay, that's
hard decision to make.
That's sound advice.
Okay, here we go. So we're moving on. Zach, what makes you happy / sad / angry?
Okay, so first of all, are these 3 different questions?
It's just
a paragraph, Zach. I can write it all in here in one. So word it however you want.
So what makes me happy?
What makes you happy?
Sad.
I'll write happy, and then I'll do a little
dash.
Okay, so what makes me happy would be... oh, boy. I can't think of anything.
Tuning into the Josh and Zachary Show, or podcasts that are available on iTunes and podbay.com.
Oh, I know what makes me happy. Mm. Speaking to the lovely people of Brisbane.
Speaking to the lovely people, so I'll say broadcasting.
Yep. Broadcasting on Switch 1197, Brisbane's Youth Alternative.
Switch 1197. Well, you can wait while I do this. You can think of something that makes you sad, mate.
Something that makes me sad. Well, when Bambi gets shot. Just write when Bambi gets shot. They'll know what that means.
Or how about I just write Bambi?
Bambi.
That leaves it for interpretation. You don't want to give too much away, mate. You want them to call you in for an interview. Angry?
Oh, what makes me angry? The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles new movie.
Topical?
Michael Bay. Michael Bay.
I'll just write Mick Bay.
Again, they'll know what that means.
They'll be... All right. What are you genuinely passionate about? So you've already said passionate. They've got your number. So
they do.
What are you genuinely passionate about? It's for the bachelor application 2015.
I don't know, Josh. You know me. What would you say? What would you say? You know, my eyes light up and there's a fire in my belly.
certainly not broadcasting. chips. All right. So I'll just put chips. I might put chips and gravy.
I can't eat gravy. Gray box.
Yeah. Gray box. Chips and gray box. I put gravy and then I put in apostrophes. Vegan.
Yeah.
And who or what last made you cry? That would be interesting.
Our farewell to Glenn Dinsdale.
I'll put our fare-de-well to Glenn. Yeah. I think you're a pirate.
Our fare-de-well. To and Glenn, station manager.
Station manager, yeah. I'm gonna
put that in there so we sound like bigwigs.
Got the T in that one.
What do people find irritating about you? Oh, God. Hang on a sec. I'm only 10 minutes with this computer alone. Zach, what would people find irritating about you? Too perfect? Not perfect enough.
I find people begin to get irritated when I look at them.
Look at them.
Or speak to them.
Okay, so general...
Interaction.
General interaction. And this will be interesting. What is your best feature?
My hair.
Hair? And your worst?
My flabby bosoms.
Well, what, man boobs? For the sake of keeping it topic. Any bad habits?
Well, you know, I have a few cigarettes every now and then.
Meth? And then I'll put... I'll put meth.
Yeah.
Because you want to...
He did write meth.
You want to start high.
They'll be pleasantly surprised when they come in for the... When you're definitely going for the interview, they'll be like, oh, okay, he doesn't do meth, but you know, he has a few durries here and there. All right, and have you any tattoos? You don't have any tattoos?
I don't.
If so, where are they? You don't. What would be your dream job? This is the last one.
Professional chill out guy.
Well, that'll help with the crystal meth. Anyway, you're listening to Josh and Zach on Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's Youth Alternative. Zach, best of luck with that.
Thanks, mate.
The sun, giver of light, creator of life, over 4.6 billion years old.
And it's bloody hot, so get on inside where it's cool and listen to the Josh and Zachary show where it's really cool.
Josh and Zach, rounding out your weekend on Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's Youth Alternative. Zach, and we're joined in the studio by Lady Abundance. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
And quite a large group with you as well.
Yes, and also quite small compared to what we usually are.
Usually you have 9 people on stage, I'm told.
Yeah, 8 and 9 on big shows like festivals.
How do you fit 9 people on stage? I think... yeah, no, go on. I don't have a follow-on thought with that one.
Sometimes with great difficulty. Sometimes the poor backing singers are getting copped in the head by a guitarist or...
Usually you know, the bass player.
Yeah, yeah. There's a bit of a bass player backing singer smash that goes on at times, but...
I feel like if you're in a group or a band or whatever, with 9 people, I imagine there might be... I feel like there might be an issue with telling people, no, you can't be in the band. Is that a situation? Or is it... how do you end up from being to 9 people?
Oh, how did we get to 9?
Is that as far as it's going to be?
Oh, yeah, that's it. We're capping it at that. I wouldn't mind having a trombone or something, but just, yeah, logistically,
so
9 is quite a handful.
Run us through 9 people on stage. I mean, what are they all doing?
So we've got me singing, and then we've got Tennille and Mandy also singing backing vocals, and Marielle on guitar. And then we have a bass player, we have a keys player that also plays saxophone, we have a trumpet player, and a drummer. So that's our core. And then we have a percussionist that's like a luxury item if we can afford it or if it's a big show or something.
Is it, and you, how do you guys all get together? Like even something simple as like practice and stuff like that, you guys all coordinate and get into the same place at the same time? I mean, that to me just seems like an absolute nightmare.
It is actually.
Two people here to do the show.
This is a good little counselling session. Thank you.
Oh, no. Broken it wide open?
Yes. It is a little difficult with so many people. Sometimes we'll have to just sort of go with who can make it, and then who can make it the following week might be different. Mm. Yeah, so we just sort of have to go with majority rules, basically.
Okay. So, I mean, tell us about your band, tell us about your sound, I guess. What do people expect when they come to see a Lady Abundance show?
They probably expect a very full sound. We've got the three girls up front, so we've got that sort of like feminine presence and like that fun sort of party vibe. And the genres sort of span anything from like soul, hip hop, funk. Yeah, definitely like a soul undertone and a bit of world music, jazz. We're all sort of jazz trained, so the jazz sort of comes through, but then some of it's quite poppy as well, so... Sorry, that's a bit vague. No, there's a lot. There's a lot going on.
I mean, it leaves a lot of questions unanswered, so everyone can go and check out your show and see what you're really about.
Yeah.
But is that how you guys got to know each other with through your school or jazz? You said you were trained in jazz.
Pretty much, yeah. The majority of the band all studied at Jazz Music Institute in Bowen Hills. So yeah, actually, it started off as an electronic project with like backing tracks, like hip hop sort of influenced. And then I started studying jazz and then just met pretty much the entire band through studying and was like, and you, and you, and you.
Just picking and choosing some of the best of some of them that didn't.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, I was lucky to just poach them before everybody else tried to.
Have you left anyone out in the dark kind of looking through the window going, oh, I thought I was going to get a call up, but apparently not? I've got nine of them.
I can't answer that.
Oh, really?
I don't know who's peering through the windows.
Well, that's probably, probably for the best. You don't put a face to the name, I guess.
Yeah.
So how does how does songwriting work with nine people?
Well, I write the songs, so I basically write them at the piano.
Yep.
And I'll make chord charts and I'll give them to the instrumentalist and I'll sort of have a rough idea of the feel that I want and the backing vocals that I want, and then. Lee Brackenborough, our sax player, he writes some of the horn lines.
Yep.
Some of them I'll write, but some of them he writes as well. So, yeah, and then it just sort of I bring it into a rehearsal and then it all gets brought to life. And
excellent. So it's all a little unit that runs nicely then.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the rhythm section, they all sort of play in other projects together. So it happens pretty effortlessly, actually.
Hmm. So where can people see you guys perform?
Well, our next shows are at Woodford Folk Festival, so that's really exciting. We're doing five shows from December 27 until January 2nd. We do pretty much every night there. And then we have our album launch on the 31st of January at the Milk Factory in West End.
Okay, great. Well, like we said, Lady Abundance joins us in the studio. You'd like to stick around and do a song for us?
Sure.
All right, very excited. So you're listening to Josh and Zachary on Switch 1197 with Lady Abundance. Ladies, take it away.
Well, I have been losing sleep again. Heart pounds as my mind comprehends something that's at its beginning, but projections bring us to the end. And I'm not used to this kind of walking on a path I had long ago forgot. Yeah, it's usually me doing the talking, right now it is you who I supply. Is it up to you, your truth, my bruise, your youth, my pleasures? Do I need the proof to lose my need, your greed, my I tried to box it for a while, but boxes make us run for a mile. There's so much information to compile. It all goes out the window when we smile. And I'm not used to this kind of meeting in a place where my feet don't touch the ground. In a place where our two hearts are competing for whose heart is the lost one to be found. Is it up to you, your truth, my bruise, your youth, my pleasure? Do I need the proof to lose my need, your greed, my leisure? Is it up to you, your truth, my bruise, your youth, my pleasure? Truth, my bruise, your